Homecare, how can I help you?
Oh, hello. I'm calling about my healthcare coverage to see if I'm
Sure, whom are
still
you trying to
qualified.
reach?
Oh, what's that,
Are you trying to
Keystone?
reach your. Yeah, oh, sure, we work with Keystone.
Yeah.
Okay, we're actually a home care agency and we work with
Oh.
Keystone. I can give you their phone number, don't worry. My
Oh, man.
question is, do you have home care services?
No.
What do you need?
I wish I could, but my
Oh.
doctor, since I have you online, my doctors tell me that I'm not eligible. Now let me
I
tell
can
you what
check
I have.
that. Nah, don't worry. I can check that for you. Do you have Medicaid?
No, I don't have
Oh.
Medicaid.
Oh, you don't
They
have
just told me
Medicaid.
I'm not eligible. They just told me
Oh,
I'm
you're
not
not.
eligible for Medicaid.
How much is your
Just
monthly
tell me.
income?
1800.
1800?
Yes.
You should be eligible for Medicaid.
Nope, they say it's 1700. So check your files. I just finished talking to them.
Oh, which county are you in?
Philadelphia.
Oh, give me a minute. Do you own a house?
Yes.
Oh. And you have savings?
No, I don't have no savings. Every
Okay.
dime I make goes to, every dime I make goes to bills and everything else, costs of
Oh,
living.
because as far
Like
as I know,
I
as
don't even
far
get
as
SNAP benefits.
As far as I know, the monthly income in Philadelphia should be like 2,900 a month in
Well, guess
what?
what? They told me it was 1700.
Yeah.
Yes,
We
that's
have
my guess.
very good specialists that can help patients
Well,
enroll in Medicaid. Would you like us to help you?
Sure, but I was just told that I'm not eligible because they say the coverage is only for 1700. Now they have a, now they're telling me the truth.
Who is they? Who
Now,
told you?
Medicaid.
Oh.
I talked to them today. They
Wow.
told me it's 1700, and that's why they've been taking money out, Social Security, saying I'm not eligible. Now you say
Oh.
if it's 2900,
Yeah.
then let's see.
How
Let me
about
talk
we
to somebody
try?
again.
How about we try and we help you enroll?
Try what? Oh, for Medicaid?
Yeah. So
For
once you have
Pennsylvania?
Medicaid, we can give you an aide that should come help you.
Okay. If you
Yeah.
think you can get through, yeah,
Yeah.
that'll work.
Yeah, we have
Because
very
I
good
tell you, they tell me
specialists.
that I'm not eligible for it. They say I make too much. They said it
Oh.
was 17. So
I don't think so.
if I can
Maybe
talk, if I
they were
can talk,
mixing up.
huh?
Could be they were
If I can
mixing
talk.
up. I'm not sure,
All right.
but yeah. I
Let me
definitely I
talk to
know
somebody
that
then. This is
yeah.
what I'm telling you. I ain't telling you no lie. This is what they're telling me. That's why I'm calling now to make sure I'm covered with my medical.
Okay. Yeah. So let me take your information and I'm going to have a specialist reach out to you and, get you on Medicaid. I mean, she's going to try her best to get you on Medicaid, okay? Perfect. Give me just a minute.
I didn't understand that. Like they told me they sent paperwork out in February. I said I never received any paperwork
Oh.
that y'all was taking away. They said they sent it out in February. I said I wouldn't be on the phone talking to you now about my reimbursement if I had paperwork. He tell me all this stuff now. So they're just taking and never explaining it.
Okay, let us try to help you. Let's see what we could do for you.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, give me just a minute. I'm gonna pull up this sheet. Hold on. Okay, let me start with your first name.
Call. CRL.
CARL?
Yes.
Okay, and last name is Smith?
Tucker.
What is it?
Tucker. Tucker. T-U-C-K-E-R. Tucker.
Okay. T-U-C-K-E-R. I just guessed Smith because that's what came on the phone.
Oh.
Okay. So 215-467.
0871.
0871. Perfect. Right. Any additional phone number that I can have on file?
No, that's it.
Okay, that's fine. And do you have like a friend or family member that would like to sign up to be your aide once you're eligible, or you need us to find the aide for you?
Oh, no, I'm cool on that right now because I will have my son, but my son is waiting.
Oh, okay, yeah. That's great. Your son can definitely be your aide.
Yeah, but right now I ain't trying to mess this thing up, what he's trying to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Well, what I'm concerned about is this Medicaid.
Yeah, okay, we're going to help you with that. Just don't worry, okay? What is your date of birth?
11-2-61.
Okay. And which insurance do you have? Keystone First?
Keystone First.
Okay, great.
Yeah, I think it says Keystone First VIP.
Yeah, got it.
Yeah. That's why I want to make sure I'm still eligible for that. I want to have to hear it.
Yeah, Keystone First works with Medicaid a lot, so yeah.
Medicare, not Cade.
Yeah, they work with both.
Okay, all right. I just want to make sure, because they have sent me a letter stating that if I don't get my Medicaid back on, they're going to drop me. That's another reason I'm calling. And I told that to them, too. I said, well,
we're gonna help
why do y'all send me a letter?
Yeah,
I wouldn't be eligible for that. I said, I received that like a month ago. I said, I got it upstairs somewhere. I was saying if I don't get it on by April, I'm going to be dropped from Medicare.
Just right, sure. Don't worry. We're going to do our best to help you.
All right. Yeah.
Okay, what about your address?
Oh, it's 1929 South 23rd Street, Philadelphia, PA, 19145.
Got it.
Be nice if y'all can help me out here. I don't understand all this stuff.
What is it?
I said it'd be nice if y'all can help me out here because I don't understand all the things they're telling me.
Sure. Don't worry. Just relax. We're definitely going to help you. Yeah, don't worry. And you said you're in Philadelphia County too, right?
Philadelphia. Yes, Philadelphia.
Okay, good. It's a big county that we service, so we're going to... You know, we're definitely going to be able to help you. Do you have any minors present in your home?
No.
Okay. And what's the name of your son?
Only when the grandkids come by.
Oh,
well,
okay.
I tell you,
he
got to do his own little thing before he can sign up for that. My son's going to be going through some other stuff before he can sign up for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just give me his name so I can put it in the system.
He has the same name as mine.
Same name?
Yes.
And Junior?
Junior. That's why I said he's not trying to mess up for that.
Carl
right
Tucker.
Now. Yes. I don't want to mess up what he's trying to get.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Call him mine.
Okay. All right. You're all set from my end. Let me just see if one of our specialists are available to take your call right now. Okay?
This is
Okay, looks like nobody is available on the moment, so okay. I'm going to have them give you a call back, so just keep your phone with you and look out for a call. It's going to be from a 267 number.
A 267 number?
Yeah.
I get a lot of phone calls, you know, telemarketers.
Yeah, no, so it's going to be more most likely from a 267 number. And
what would it say?
On the ID?
Yes.
I'm not sure. I believe it's going to say something like Philadelphia. I'm not sure.
I get plenty of them. All right, 267 number? Because I get a plenty of them. I wouldn't know.
Yeah.
I'd like to pick up every number that it says 267. Most of the time.
So it's going to be like 267551.
Oh, okay. 551.
Mm-hmm.
I'm good with that.
That's
a good indicator. Okay. Well, hopefully y'all
can
help.
Yeah,
right,
so we're going to call you soon, no problem. And just don't worry, we're going to help you with everything, okay?
Right, thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye.